Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Number 330.
Oh, boy.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world and all my infected corona people out there. Is that a bad thing to say?
No.
Okay, cool. I'm talking about Yoon's kitty. There you go. Yeah. I'm talking about his kitty.
My kitty.
His name Corona.
Yeah. I got pussy at home and his name is Corona.
Oh,
well, okay. It's not my kitty. I'm fostering the kitty. Okay. If this coronavirus thing wasn't so rampant, then yes, this kitty would have been gone.
Bullshit.
And I wouldn't have had to deal with it up to this point.
Bullshit.
But because the fact that the kitty is in my care,
bullshit,
aka caregiver, then I guess it's mine for now.
Well, anyway, people, welcome to The Last Drop. I'm your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I'm that guy.
That guy is back or whatever.
That guy.
Yeah, that guy. And seeing how, you know, St. Patty's Day didn't came and go, this is probably the shittiest St. Patrick's Day
yet. Tell me about it. Like, I haven't worn a green shirt in my own house. I pinch myself. I'm like, I'm wearing green. I should pinch myself. No, but I'm wearing green. I shouldn't fucking pinch myself.
Because usually this is when all the Irish bars, like, did all their events and stuff like that. There was not one single event that was gone down. And, you know, it affected The Last Drop because we couldn't go to Casey's Irish Pub and Grill and, you know, do our little bar review there. But that's fine and dandy. It's whatever.
It's all good.
It's all good. Whatever and stuff, you know. I can still drink at home.
I had a hot titty and a Guinness.
Look, so, as long as I have all this.
True.
I will never be alone.
Yes, people, you don't even know what he has in a case. Not even a case. It's more like a shrine of some top shelf alcohol.
Yeah.
Ain't the shit you see in the well at a bar.
No.
This is the shit you see when you walk in and look up. It's eye level. We're above eye level.
You know, there is a funny thing because people said maybe you have too much whiskey. And now being quarantined, I can say I don't have too much.
Too much whiskey? That's like asking Jeff Bezos. He's got too much money. What kind of question is that?
I'd like some of his money.
How dare they say no shit like that?
I mean, we are in the Godfather Lounge, so it needs to be filled
up.
You had a little bit of liquor up in here. A little liquor. Swiss malt liquor up in here.
Exactly.
You know.
Schlitz.
Go up in that little fridge over there. Some cold 45s. You want to do that real
quick. Let's get me some.
I like
me some
malt
liquor.
Swiss malt liquor. Yeah.
Schlitz.
But today what we got here is a very special episode, whatever.
It is.
We got an episode, some bottles we never had before, except for one. So this is kind of a first drop.
True.
In a way. And what we have is some, since it's Irish month.
In a way.
Kind of canceled. Kind of got fucked over.
Yeah. It's overdue.
Yeah.
So can't complain.
So what we have here is some special new release Redbreast bottles here. At least two of them, because the other two were only released in the East Coast, mainly Boston. And Boston lost their goddamn minds and thought that was toilet paper.
Yeah.
And it evaporated in less than 24 hours.
That shit was gone. So, every place I could think of that was selling it, that was on some guy's like list.
Well, the Irish community and Irish whiskey is way bigger out in the East Coast than it is here in the West Coast. So,
Go.
So what we have here is Redbreast Small Batch Cask Strength, Batch A and B. Now, Batch A is already open. We've had that before. Oh, you know what? I thought of something, too, and I didn't even get to say this, too. Rewind. All the way back to my Berkshire review. Another thing, too.
Oh, we'll get back to that.
Don't stop, keep bitching.
Good lord. Man.
I want to talk about this. You had a Jameson cold brew.
Yeah, I did.
That tastes like shit, by the way. He let me sip it first, whatever, and I sipped this and said, this tastes like cold water sugar, okay? Like,
it was like coffee with like a hint of alcohol.
And sugar. Like a motherfucker. It was sweet as shit. It was, I think I told you this. I said, this is everything that Kristoff said he hated about fucking Irish whiskey. I was like, this bottle right here.
Look.
I said,
I never had it, so I had to try it.
Well, I'm glad you did because I almost made the mistake of buying a fucking bottle.
Oh, God bless you.
So bless your heart for
trying. The thing is this, I'm quite impressed that you even considered buying anything, Jameson, in the catalog of deliciousness you have here.
I got Jameson on the shelf that I gave
people. Holy shit. Oh my God. That's what the fuck?
That's the shelf. I call that shelf is, I give that to people that don't know shit about whiskey.
Yeah. Oh, that's the GFY shelf? The GFY. Hey, good for you. Good for you. Why don't you go ahead and drink that?
JB. Really?
Go fuck yourself.
They be like, JB, give me some of that high quality. I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, you want that shit at the bottom right there.
Yeah.
What about this stuff? Nah, you don't want this. This stuff is old. Okay, you don't want this.
I pull out that Mac Allen 10 and be like, man, I got that rare Mac Allen 10 right here, baby. Like, here you go. You know?
It's like, it smells kind of old. That's why.
That's
what the good shit's all about. That's when it smells old, you know it's good.
Basically, when I go to your buddy's house, whatever, for a barbecue, I bring that shit.
Definitely. I appreciate it. Hey, might as well. Hey, shit. Someone's going to drink it.
I ain't sure you're going to take that.
Someone's going to drink it. They're like, oh, what's this shit? Oh, you know what I'm talking good. About.
Yeah, oh, it's yeah, great.
Let's,
yeah.
Let's drink it.
Why do you always be sitting in the back with my arm folded going like, I can't believe you're drinking it.
Yeah, like, oh my god, he drank two shots of that shit.
And JB, get you a glass too. I had enough over here.
I just had some of this other stuff right here. I'm good.
If Lauren is listening to this, this is Lauren's shelf. Which she says, JB, why won't you have a drink?
Wait, is that what they have there?
They don't. No, actually, I got more than that.
Yeah, I got more. Well, I think they had the Caskmate, right?
All they got is the Jameson, that's it.
Yeah, the Gasman.
They don't have the IPA one.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So, damn.
You never know. Hey, I mean, the fact that, you know, we're locked down, they might revamp their selection.
And, you know, I gotta tell you, for a shitty show, this is way better than the Rose.
I drink the Doers.
I mean, they got some Indians. There's a Blanton's bottle over there, too.
Oh, I see that.
Yeah,
I see that.
Blanton bottle. There's some.
Ooh, man. I'll even drink the Suntory Whiskey Toki.
Yeah, Toki? Yeah, that's just a big cocktail. You know what? That Glen Ross 1998, though? That's pretty rare.
Oh, yeah.
That shit's hard to find.
I drink that.
I only have a little left of it, though, so that's why. Whatever. But I only put that there because I plan on killing that bottle probably sooner than later.
Probably right.
I mean, we are in quarantine. Those are my bottle kills up there.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah. I saw that on your IG.
Yeah.
Killing some shit.
I'm up to like
wait,
five.
Did you kill the red spot?
That red spot's gone, son.
Oh, man.
That red spot's gone, son.
Wow.
That red spot.
Killed it. Damn.
Like a champ.
Damn.
Cody was
ladies
like,
and gentlemen, he put dust in this thing. It's dusted.
Cody was like, damn, did you finish that buzzer? I was like, dude, what do you want me to do?
Dusted.
And, wow. I was trying to save it, too, because I was like, I don't really see these around that much. But I was like, I don't give a fuck no more.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Might as well. Just get rid of it. Get rid of it.
It was a pleasure, Red Spot.
Yeah.
You've been really good to us in the past year, I got to say. Speaking of which, though.
Question.
What was that? I didn't do it.
Any more flashback frustrations with the last bar review of that place?
Oh,
I just want to make sure that you get all your emotions out. Frustrations.
The only thing
out.
I didn't go over was that fucking Jameson cold brew, and that was
okay.
That Jameson cold brew was such shit.
Yeah,
I mean, it was just not good. It was like,
I knew when I saw that list of alcohol, I was like, I want to try something different. And I was like, might as well, we're here. It was good. In my mind, I thought it was gonna be a cheap night because, you know, 25-cent wings.
Yeah,
you know, how could it can't be bad? But yeah.
Well, I just remember that cold brew, and I was just like, I can't believe I didn't bring that up on the show. So I was like, I gotta remember to bring that up right now, because I was just like, that cold brew. That's not getting a. That ain't getting no. I mean, you know what? It lives up to the name.
It does. It does.
It definitely lives up to the name.
Like I said earlier, if you remember, it tastes like coffee, but it had like a hint of alcohol. So
I didn't even think it had alcohol
brew,
on it.
Get cold brew. And, well, if you kind of like let it linger a little bit, you could kind of sense the Jameson. But yeah,
I didn't even really. But maybe, I took it right when you got it.
Like,
yeah,
you can't and then shoot it. You'd have to like let it linger in your mouth.
Didn't you shoot that shit?
No, because it was a cocktail.
No, it wasn't a cocktail. You just got it straight.
Oh, that's right.
You just got it straight.
But cocktails is what I wanted.
Because we got the whiskey, but we didn't get the cocktails.
Right. I ordered two, and you ordered one, and they never brought it.
And they never brought it, but they charged you.
Yeah. they charged you for a beer that I never had.
I forgot about that.
Remember? That was the very beginning. I was like, wait, I have no fucking beer. Like, the fuck? Yeah. Because remember, no, she brought the beer. I said, no, I didn't order no beer.
Yeah, remember that.
And took off. And then when we got our bill, eventually we were leaving when we were frustrated with the whole process, the beer was still on the bill. I said, nah, yo, I didn't order this. Y'all fucked up.
To quote Cody on this,
That is Berkshire House. Yeah. That is a Berkshire
House. Look, hey, y'all don't want, like I said, you know, I live my life where you gotta try everything at least twice, because maybe the first time you didn't like it.
Are you fucking crazy? Yeah, you are that one. You're the one that tried it twice.
I'm the guy that tried it twice.
You're fucking crazy.
Well, look, think of it this way. I'm referring to myself getting butt sex, but if I was having butt sex with a woman, maybe I didn't like it the first time, but maybe the second time, ooh.
But you notice the second time it's with a different woman.
No, bullshit.
Yeah, exactly. If you want to use that response, then we'd be like, man, butt sex will hurt. I knew with my ex, it wasn't that great. But with this chick,
oh my god,
it's crazy with that stuff. You might as well just say, like,
her booty hole was like another vagina.
Man.
She had mad control.
And not only that, especially because Wingstop has, I told you they had 60 cent wings too, whatever stuff. So it's like,
yeah.
Damn. And I told you that order, like, I just ordered.
I know.
And how much I only spent over there? And just like,
it was like, what, 50 wings?
No, it was less. Than, oh, 50
it was like,
wings.
No, it was like 50 wings.
It was
wings,
like $37.
Corn, and it was like $25 or some shit.
It was $38.99.
$25.
Basically, yeah.
Rounded up, poor man numbers. $25.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you paying $30-something on 50 wings and all the extra shit.
Which, by the way, bam. The bill at Berkshire was like around $35-40, wasn't it?
It was like 40-something.
Yeah,
like
so therefore, technically, I got better wings.
Yeah.
I got better wings for almost the same fucking price then, and more.
True.
Yes, that was a win for me. So, yes.
It was like, you know, hit it and quit it. You know, you gotta hit it and quit it. It's like, ugh, it's like, you know, like fucking an ugly fat bitch. It's like, you gotta, you know, you did it once, oops, walk away.
ODB would never walk away.
He probably would have a kid. Man, her pussy was so good, I left it in there.
Or as Jermell would always say, it was so good, I'm not pulling out.
Oh, fuck yeah.
He's like, I'm so good. Yeah, so good. I want that ass so bad. Yeah. So why don't we go ahead and open up a bottle of Red Breast here?
You know what? Let's do this.
Let's open up batch A.
I think we should open.
We gotta go by letter.
Yes, I think we should.
H to the Izzo.
We should pop the cherry on this one.
No, we need to open to go in the order. You gotta go A, B.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
my bad.
We gotta go A.
My bad.
You thought we had B already. That's right.
Okay, the B was from, am I allowed to say this?
Yeah, you're allowed to say anything.
It's from Bevmo.
No.
B was from
K&L. Yeah, K&L. Yeah.
And then A is from Bevmo.
A is from Bevmo. No wonder it tastes like shit.
Yeah. Yeah, probably makes sense.
But by the way, people, I traded my bottle in for Hibiki Master Select.
Ew. Wait, are we using the jigger?
Yeah, sure.
Jigger nothing.
Jigger my ninja?
Jigger nothing. Okay, we're just pouring.
Jigger my figure?
We're just flowing.
Jigger my bigger.
Damn. That's got to be more than a jigger.
Jesus Christ. Like how you gave me this big pour.
We drinking, baby. We on lockdown. 2020 lockdown.
Oh, Jesus Christ. One of us got corona, probably.
Yeah, you know what? Hey, don't get me wrong. I won't lie. I drank some of this before I came, so.
I can kind of tell. I can kind of tell.
I drank it on the way.
So I had got my bottle first, and then you
literally that same day you told me,
yeah,
K&L got special shit. What?
Because I remember before they got it, we were talking about these new batches, and I don't drink it yet.
Got
it. Don't drink it yet, motherfucker. Fuck it, just drink the damn thing. Cheers.
R. Kelly.
Buffet.
Ooh, my body's lacking the satisfaction that it deserves.
Good evening, that guy.
Ooh. Is it me or is it a little bit kind of... No, same shit.
Yeah, see, you always say this shit every time me and you drink this bottle. Yeah. You be like, man, it got a little stronger. No, it didn't.
It's the same shit.
It's the same shit.
Well, from the first time we opened it till now, it's the same shit.
It's the same shit. It's been open for a month now.
I know.
Okay, it's the same shit now.
I can't believe it. My favorite drink, you know, my drink. Hey, sweetheart, pour a little bit more.
But you want some ice cubes in there?
Yeah, put a little ice cube.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, you are a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
Now you're just another bitch on the shelf.
Yeah.
We're quoting Martin. Well, we're not really quoting. I kind of changed the words over. We're quoting Martin Lawrence. Yeah. Run Tell That, though, in his stand up.
One of the best.
I got to tell you. Okay, so this is the same feeling I had about this. There's no way this shit is 120 proof. Get the fuck out of here. Okay, like this is not 120 proof.
think they bamboozled me, man.
I gotta tell you,
I think BevMo bamboozled me.
I really feel bamboozled by this one.
Yeah, bottle for BevMo.
So it's not bad.
No,
I'm not.
It's
because I know you think I think it's like complete dog shit. I just think when you add it all up as one, it's complete dog shit. First of all, it's over $100. It's $100 plus tax and stuff like that. So you're spending about $110, $115, whatever it may be. It says cash strength on it. This ain't even nowhere near 12 cash strength. This ain't even nowhere near 12 cash strength.
You could buy 12 cash strength and that shit will punch you in your chest.
Hell yeah. And it's worth it too because it's about $65-$70 or whatever and shit. And that's because it's gone up recently because usually it runs around, usually be like $50-$59 where it used to be in there. But now it's like $60-$70 or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's a new bottle. I was excited because I love Red Breast except for the 15. The 15 is shit. That is complete shit, actually.
Validation.
I mean, this
I
is
appreciate that.
It's,
give it the big V.
Yeah, you get the a fucking X. Gonna give it to you, Mark. Yeah, or whatever.
That's right.
Christoph even gave me a. He said he could have his shit. Yeah. I was like, ah. Oh. That 15, man, just is not good because it don't even taste like Red Breast. This I can at least say it tastes like Red Breast.
Right.
I just think that it's a little overpriced. If had this been $50. I probably wouldn't have been as so hard on it as I am.
Okay, if it was just a few bucks more than the 12 cat strength, so if let's say the cat strength 12 is going for like $75.
Which is a lot.
Right.
But I think that's worth it.
Right. If this thing was going for like $85-$90, under 100.
I don't even know if I'd go that far either, because I just think that 12 cat strength is better than this. I think the 12 is... Yeah, I think the 12 is better than this, too.
I'm just saying, if it was under $100, I'm thinking with, like, tax shipping, whatever.
Yeah.
If you could get it for under 100, I would say it's a good buy. It's a decent pour for this particular brand.
See, the reason why I can't say that is because if you're new to Redbreast and you bought this over the 12 cash drink, which is cheaper, then you'd be kind of fucking yourself a little bit.
You'd be pissed.
I mean, the one thing you could have if you were a new Redbreast trier or a new whiskey drinker for that matter is you could say they're limited. So I am getting something limited here. So that's where the extra dollars is going to, I guess.
That's the only mindset you could tell yourself is like you're getting a limited release of something. Will every limited release of anything be good or bad? It's to each his own.
Yeah.
You know, I love me some Redbreast, and
it's a hot titty, man.
Exactly. Who doesn't like putting a hot titty in their mouth? You know, but this hot titty is like a saggy old titty. You know, it's been around the block.
What's that?
I know the titty from before. Like, wait a minute.
It's like,
when I saw this titty before.
It's like finally getting to sleep with Christina Milian. And right before you sleep with her or whatever, she says, I just shat on you myself right now. And then you say, well, I don't really give a fuck. Yeah, fuck it. And then next you know, as you about to put in, she shats on your dick.
Oh, I don't care.
I probably wouldn't. Okay.
That's a whole other spectrum of an example. Well, but
I wasn't speaking for us. I was speaking for the regular man.
Christina Milian.
Yeah, because if it's her, I wouldn't give a shit.
I'll pop that thing.
I mean, pop that thing.
Pop that.
I mean, I'm not going to lie with you. But I will say that and the reason they need to drop that price, first of all, is because this is a good everyday pour.
It is. Don't get me wrong.
It's a decent everyday pour.
As you can see, that this A bottle is damn near done.
It's halfway done.
Yeah, because the other day, when I hit you up, I was like, "Fuck it, I'm gonna have me a pour. I'm gonna pour something else because shit, I need to do something."
Yeah,
when you're cooped up in your house all day, you know, for the people that are probably listening to this,
cooped up in your house.
Cooped in your house, listen to this shit. Going, fuck, what the fuck am I going to do?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to listen to some Last Drop and drink some drink.
To the last drop.
Exactly. I'm going to drink the last drop to the last drop.
I can completely agree with that. And I do think this makes a good everyday pour. The problem is what that is, though. Everyday,
shout out to India.
Everyday pour shouldn't be $100. Everyday pour should be ranging in the $30 to $50 to actually $60. $30 to $60 is a given.
Man, you could just spend $25 and get that Sexton right there.
That's what I'm saying. That section is really good. That scotch I gave, that Duncan Taylor one, whatever. Oh, yeah. Like $23, whatever. I mean, you get that. You're talking about the Glenmorangie 10-year-old. Hell, the Redbreast 12, $45, yeah. Whatever. Yeah. So, I mean, it's like.
Try to keep under $50. There you go.
I was in a Total Wine not too long ago, and a guy come up to me.
You can tell. Before Corona or after Corona?
Before Corona. Okay. Yes. Before Corona, yes. Yes, it was last month.
Okay.
And right when it was getting hot, you know, when the streets are getting hot out there, you know, getting deep. And the dude comes up to me, and he just says, which ones are good bourbons here? And I was like, pointing this one, or whatever. And then he was just like,
well, customer?
Yeah,
customer?
Yeah, it was okay. Customer. And he was like, well, under $50, though, under $50. He's like, is this a good one? He had the Four Roses Select. That's it. Shit, motherfucker. That's it. That's a good one. Go ahead and grab that or whatever. Yes, you should. And then I said, if you're looking, because he said, what about Irish? I said, get the Redbreast 12. I said, you can't be denied with that. It's only $45, whatever. And it'll be. He said, what about that 15? I said, you stay the fuck away from that 15.
God damn it. God damn it. Damn it. You know why?
Because he said, what if I like this 12? Should I go up to the 15?
No.
I said no.
See, he's thinking the same mindset I had back in the day. Mm-hmm. He's thinking scotch numbers. You know, when you think of those scotch numbers,
yeah.
When you drink scotch, you think the higher the number, the better the P&S or whatever the flavoring.
Well, you want to go in order, too. That's another thing, too.
Yeah, exactly.
When you don't want to start from 18 and work your way down to a 12.
Exactly. Like, no,
bullshit.
No.
You know, you don't want to taste like Glenfiddich. Tastes like shit. You
right.
Know?
You know, pedophile your alcohol, your career or your setup. Mm-hmm. You know, start young, right? Get it when it's underage and then work your way up while it's legal. Like, for example, with the Redbreast, you go 12. God bless you if you take 15. And then 21, and then everything else after that. Fine. Fucking great. Good for you.
It's like buying a gun. It's Jamaican after that.
Exactly.
Buckshot, baby.
Buckshot.
You know, I've been doing it backwards now. Since the Lou Style's only an 8-year-old, I've been going Lou Style 12.
Oh, yes, true. Yeah.
I did a...
They do age it a little bit with the Oro Rosso barrels.
Yeah.
And then...
It's only 8 years.
Yeah.
So it's an 8-year-old bottle or whatever.
Right. It's like super young.
I think these, if I'm not mistaken, run about 9 to 10, I think.
Are they?
Yeah, because most bottles are usually aged between 6 and 8. But I think these ones... Actually, no, it ain't on 9 to 10. It's 8 to 10. My bad. Sorry about that.
It's all right. It's only double digits.
So I know
it's double digits.
It's not going to say it on the bottle. It's just, that's part of my whiskey knowledge.
No, this one was for no more than 14 years.
Yeah.
So you could say it's kind of between the 12 and obviously 12 and 15.
You got to shave off like at least 3 years.
Yeah.
On
so it's like,
eh. But yeah. Because they'd be bullshitting with those ages sometimes.
Yeah.
Like even the 21 was only like 20 and a half years or some shit like that.
Yeah, I saw that. It's like Subway when they told you that was a $5 footlong. It wasn't no fucking footlong.
No. They charged me $7.95. I was like, that ain't no damn.
Hey, did you know that fucking Subway charged you for toasting their sandwiches?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no one knew that.
Damn.
Check your fucking receipt. I remember I checked my receipt. It said toasting service. It was like 45 cents.
Well, the last
time you heated my sandwich. My sandwich comes toasted.
Man.
Why the fuck are you charging me for my toasting?
The last time I've been to a Subway was the one by your house.
Pico?
Pico, yeah.
Right across from McDonald's.
Right across from McDonald's. I don't know. I think I just stopped there because I was waiting for you or something like that. I was just like, fuck it. I'll just eat here or whatever.
Surprisingly, I went to that Subway too, and the guy asked me if I wanted to toast. I said, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, you told him GFY, right?
Go fuck yourself.
So
like, nah, I'm good, man. Go fuck yourself.
These glasses are tainted.
Yeah, we should get some new ones.
Yeah, you gotta get new glasses.
New ones!
Yes. That's
the new one.
That's the one thing great about having a whiskey room is you can have just glasses ready.
Yes, the lounge.
The Godfather lounge itself. So, Yoon, would you do the honor?
No, please, no. I would love for you to christen and crack open and pop that cherry.
I like popping cherry, so sure, why not?
Yes, why don't you pop that cherry?
So we're
because
opening.
Because you gave up yours. I want you to have one that you can open yourself.
So on batch A, that was bottle number 345 out of 504 bottles.
Yep.
This one is way lesser on batch B. It's bottle number 137 out of 252.
Yeah.
I like that number a little bit better.
Hey, I should go check the other bottle that I have. Remember that I got the second one?
I do.
A.
What was mine? I told you mine was like
I have it on a text.
It was like 50 something or something. Mine was a low number.
It was like probably somewhere like less than 100.
Yeah,
like
it was less than 100.
89.
I think I told you like 82 80 something.
Or some shit, some retarded ass number. I was
So this one is the Redbreast, obviously, small batch cash strength, but batch number B, bottle number 137 out of 252, like we said. And we're going to go ahead and pop that thing.
Oh, Christina Milian.
A little dry on the cork, but that's fine.
It's okay. All right. We're popping it for the first time, so don't hate us.
Yeah. So
yeah, don't hate us. Don't be cheap. Remember,
I would never
because I'm leaving these here.
That color is already better.
Oh, definitely. Oh,
the color is already better.
Oh, hell yeah.
The color is way better.
This looks like Dookie water.
I like me some Dookie water.
I love me some.
So the color wins and over a batch A.
Mm, it has a nice, very, very light caramel complexion.
I like this smell better than batch A already.
Oh my God, please don't fucking ruin it for me.
Yeah, because you know why?
I'm going in.
It's not as potent. Hold on. It's not as potent as batch A is or whatever. And you can still smell all the characteristics of it,
too. I just need to put a little A in a cup to just for color clarity.
Okay.
Oh, look at that shit.
Oh, yeah, that shit's way better. Oh, it's way fucking better.
God, that looks fucking... Look at
like
that
pea
shit.
Pea water.
That,
so you
that's
got
like night and day.
Dookie water to pea water.
That's terrible. That's fucking terrible.
See, I like this one, the smell on this more, because the characteristics come out on it more. So, you know what? Time to try it now.
R. Kelly.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Slurp on it, girl.
Yeah. And I'm
I like how Pigpen just looked at you like...
Because he knew.
He's like, this dirty motherfucker.
This motherfucker. I thought I was dirty. He's like, even more dirty.
Dirty.
And I thought Asian people were clean. Not him. Dirty. Dirty, dirty. It's like, get that dirty.
The finish on this is not cash strength.
But they're both that way. Remember when we popped the first one open? It was the same way.
See, that's such bullshit now, too, whatever. Now...
Maybe we should.
That finish is super weak, dude. So I don't know if you might.
It's the same as the. Remember when
No. But this one is. There is no finish.
On this one?
Literally, there's no finish on this one.
Oh, no.
Like, I'm being legit about this. Like, there's no.
So there's a color just misleading?
Hold on. So let me.
Even the second one?
There's legit no finish on this.
Oh, God, fuck.
It kind of. I mean.
Breast, how you just.
Go ahead and dry it yourself
wrong
now.
Like this.
Dry it for yourself now, sir. There's literally no finish on this. Yeah. The look on your face. You like, did I just drink something?
Redbreast,
there's literally no finish on this, like, whatsoever.
Redbreast, I don't know what to say.
Batch A, even though we said it was weak, there was just a little bit. It was just like, there's a finish there, but I was like, it's not capturing this one. It is completely absent.
I don't know what to say. I'm completely beside myself. You know, as
it's
much as
smooth
I love,
as shit.
Yeah, as much as I love Redbreast, it's quite shocking because
these didn't do anything.
For it to say cash strength on the bottle, wow.
It's not cash strength.
No.
It's not even close, though. That's like, this one, it's smooth as shit. I mean, you could drink this like water. I mean, I didn't even think I was drinking alcohol. Did you?
It's like a 12. It's like
I think
a 12.
It's weaker than the 12, though. That's the thing. I drink that 12 like a motherfucker
well,
now.
These are all 14s, I guess. I guess they're all 14s. So I'm guessing C and D are all.
I mean, they're running at 12-year-olds. They've been aged. I mean, you knock that 2, 3. They're 11, 12-year-olds or whatever shit. So, I mean.
Man.
Wow. Take a second sip. Take a second sip.
I will. I need a moment, though. I need a moment to think.
Okay, I'm on third sip now, and it's like it tries to have a finish, and then it just fades away really fucking fast. It's not even subtle about it, either. It fades away completely. Yeah. It's kind of... Well, first of all, before you go any further, what would you give the batch A out of drops? How many drops are you giving that? I'm giving it I'm between 1.5 and 2. I think I'm going
to
go...
I was going to give it a...
I'm going to give 1.5 drops.
I see it.
Actually, I might raise that up after drinking this
one. I might just give it 2 across...
Yeah.
Both. Because they're kind of technically the same. You know, how much variation do they make in each batch? Not much.
Yeah, you're probably right on that. I'm not getting much of a difference, to be honest. The only thing I'm different on getting this one is it's weak on the fit. Like, there's no, literally, I can't even say weak. There is no finish. There literally is no finish on this at all. Like, am I drinking alcohol or water?
Yeah. I get this sensation that I had the coronavirus and then Turns out I don't have it.
Let's just say if you did have coronavirus, this ain't killing it.
No.
This would just soothe it over. It would just be like, hey, how you doing, coronavirus? Hey, no. All right, goodbye. So,
you know what this will do? This will just prolong the inevitable death.
Yeah.
At least I know when I die, I'll be happy. I got some I'm drunk. I'm fucking happy.
I got some MGP over there. Pull that shit.
Pull that fucking IV out of my arm. I don't give a fuck. Let me put this respirator out. I'm good. I need to breathe natural.
Drink this one now. Just shoot that one right now.
I will.
I mean, I'm not going to tell you how to shoot your red breast, but, you know, shoot it. I don't even know why you sniffing that motherfucker.
Well, because my nose is running.
Oh, I get it.
Oh, that means I got coronavirus.
You are Korean, so.
Yeah.
Coronavirus.
Yeah, you know, we Asians got green lights, so, you know, if you do anything stupid out in public.
Or as our racist in charge says, the Chinese virus.
Oh, that's right. Oh, you got that Chinese virus, that Chin Chong virus.
Fucking idiot, man.
That Chin Chong virus.
What a fucking idiot. Jesus Christ.
Man, I have to say, this whole thing is just opening my eyes. I told you, wait, did I tell the people about what happened with me? So I was at a bar.
You told me this, but you didn't tell the people this. So please.
People, I would love to share this wonderful story with y'all.
This rare racist story.
call it what you want. So I'm at a bar. This is before the lockdown.
Chuck that first.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, shoot it. That way you can do a comparison first.
Honestly, I'm sorry to say, it tastes the same.
So it's bullshit then with these bottles.
Right. It's like saying if you blindfolded me and told me to fuck twins and I didn't know which twin was which, I would think it was the same.
So basically, if they blindfolded you and said, look, Mary Kay, Ashley, and Elizabeth are here or whatever, you're going to fuck Elizabeth. You took the blindfold off and he is Mary Kay.
You're like, I was like, fuck. I was hoping. Start a witch. God damn it.
It's Mary Kay, and she's just like, hello.
I'm like, fuck it. At least I got an Olsen. Be I like, got well, something.
It's the same.
I got an Olsen. I got a Olsen.
You can be like.
I didn't get the one I wanted, but at least I got one.
It's like, it's kind of the same, I guess.
In a way.
It's kind of the same, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
So I'm at a bar, and then some dude taps me on my shoulder and asks me for the menu. I give him the menu, and then motherfucker had the audacity to tell me, Shay Shay. So then I turn back and tell him, hey, fool, I ain't Chinese. And then he does like this one-handed, like, Buddhist monk bow.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what I was more offended with. The Shay Shay or the bow or the bow. A combination of both.
I think the bow.
And I just kept staring at him. But he, I guess to him, was like, oh, we good. So he just turned away and went to his party. And
if you don't know people, my good friend here, Yoon, that guy.
Yeah, I'm that guy.
He's Korean.
I'm Korean. I'm from the dirty South.
He's a legit Asian man.
Yeah, I am Asian to the extreme.
When I make Asian jokes at him, it's not a joke or anything like that. He legit is Korean.
I am 100. Yeah.
Fresh off the BOAT.
Yep, rolled my way here. Yes.
As a baby, he literally did.
Pretty much.
I saw that little hand go. That's why his arms are so strong.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden today, to at least give me a little reassurance of the fact that
America's racist?
No. that I wouldn't get the racist bullshit happen to me today.
Mm-hmm.
I had to return some shit at Spectrum. And as I was pulling the stuff out, it was stuff from my mom, because she's moving. And all this shit had some dust on it. So I'm pulling this out of a plastic bag, and I happened to kick up some dust. And unfortunately, obviously, y'all know where I'm going with this. Dust got into my nose, and I was like, oh, shit. And the young lady knew that I was about to sneeze, and she said, are you all right? I said, I need to sneeze really bad, but I don't want to look bad. I've been this motherfucker. And she said, just walk over there, sneeze, and come back. I said, okay. So I walked over where she told me to walk over to. Mm-hmm. I sneezed with my back turned. When I turned around, I had about, like, 15 pairs of eyes on me. Mind you, I'm the only Asian up in this bitch.
She was Tupac.
And then, so I had to think quick. And I said, yo, all this fucking equipment has some dusty, some dusty ass shit. I was pulling it out of the bag. I'm sorry. I'm not sick.
They do know that sneezing isn't part of the coronavirus.
But some people are fucking ignorant like that.
Retarded, yes. Right. They're retarded, yes.
So I saw this one like 6'12" brother with a fucking mask on look at me like I'm the end of the world and shit.
Oh, was he a brother? Like a legit brother?
Like legit brother.
So like he was like that Eddie Murphy skit where he was like, look here, little Italian man. Yeah.
He was probably twice my size. He was, I'm like 5'7". He was like 6'12".
Did you tell him, pay for my fucking cable, you fucking moolah?
I was trying to, but I didn't get a chance. Dude, he looked at, shit, even the employees all looked at me except the girl that was helping me because obviously she was looking at me to keep me sane and I was going to get shot by somebody. But the bright light of this whole story was that the sister that was right next to me, she gave me two thumbs up and was like, we all right. I said, yes, validation. All right, let me get back to my shit. And then I left.
So everybody treated you like shit except for the black person.
Well, gotcha. That's no, because everyone that was in there was black except me.
We're going to edit that part out. We're editing
shit out. Okay, we editing shit out.
You sure they were black?
Yeah, when you have like
I guess
10 black people looking at you.
I guess
you,
after that story my mother told you or whatever and stuff about the AT&T thing, I guess that's not
that.
Oh, no.
This happened today.
Yeah, I guess this is not that far to be true, to be honest.
This happened today. And
so back on your liquor here now, whatever, and stuff, because I'm ready to eat. So,
that's right.
Yeah, it's time
to eat. Taco Friday.
Yeah. So, for that, I need you to wrap this up now. So, like, what are you thinking on this now? This the same shit to you?
Yeah, like I said, it's like fucking twins because you don't know which one you fuck.
I think this might even get a one for me.
Oh, you know what?
So I'm on batch A.
You know what? Can I give it a NA rating?
You can give it a fuck it if you want.
I can't say fuck it because
yeah, I'm about to say you can't say fuck it. I mean,
I can't say fuck it.
It ain't the worst thing we've ever had on this show. That's for damn sure.
Let's put it this way: I'd rather drink this than drink fucking Crown Royal.
Shit. That's an understatement.
I drank this.
We had some Crown Royal wings.
Oh, God. You that maple syrup bullshit?
What whiskey has maple syrup in it, you?
Crown Royal.
Yeah, exactly. So, what do you think those wings were dipped in?
Maple syrup.
Crown Royal.
And they just wrote the whiskey maple syrup bullshit.
It literally was called whiskey wing.
That shit was
wing.
So bad. It was so bad.
It was so flavorless.
It was all sugar. I thought I was eating a Pop-Tart chicken wing.
Oh, I think it was worse than that.
The first.
By the way, that is Berkshire House.
Yeah, you really hate that fucking place. Yeah. Buy the stock, just don't go to the restaurant. If you got $100,000+,
yeah,
that's what each stock costs. Berkshire A, I think. Costs
so batch B, I'm gonna give a 1-2, and then batch A, I'll give a 1.5. I just cannot see myself spending $100 on these. I'd rather just throw an extra $100 and buy 21 then.
Okay. You're going to hate me. I think I'm going to hate myself for me saying this. I would just save the money and get a lap dance.
That too. Yeah, yes. Yeah, I would not hate you for that. Yes, lap dance over whiskey. Yeah. Godfather lap dances.
Yeah, because mind you, I bought 3 of these, so that's like $300.
Yes.
So I could have potentially...
That's more than that King Alexander sitting on my shelf right now.
No, that's about...
That was less. Two? Yeah, it was only
that
two.
Was like two of them changed.
Yeah, so it was way less than this.
Oh, have we cracked that open yet?
No, we have not cracked that open.
Oh,
no.
Shit.
You want to crack that open?
We could do it. But wait, I thought you wanted to eat.
Oh, yeah, we can eat and then we crack that motherfucker. So, yeah,
we can crack it up a little.
Yeah, we can crack that thing. Okay. Stay tuned.
Yeah, y'all don't even know.
So,
Dalmore.
King Alexander.
Dalmore.
That's like some British shit right there. It's like King Alexander.
It is.
Dalmore. I ain't gonna lie, though. That Dalmore, I tagged Uni and whatever, makes that King Alexander look like a fucking child, though.
It does.
Remember that fucking case and shit? It was like... Damn, that case alone had to have been $1,000.
It's like, that thing was mad at like carbon fiber.
It was all shiny.
It was like silkworm or like silk spider fucking threading.
It was pretty.
I don't know what the fuck those things was mad at. And then it was mad at some shit.
We didn't even see the bottle yet, and I'm already like, that's the most beautiful bottle ever. And yeah, exactly. I was like, it costs money.
Get money.
So, that's the end of this show here. We're going to wrap this things up. That's our special, the first drop here.
Yeah.
And it was not a very impressive first drop, that's for sure.
No.
Especially for Redbreast, too, yeah. Which is my favorite Irish whiskey and Yoon's favorite whiskey all together.
Man, I love me some Irish whiskey. You know what? I love sucking on a titty, but
this titty,
it was kind of like...
Ugh. I would even say since that red spot's sitting right there, that red spot's better than both of these.
You know what? I agree. I have to agree that the red spot would, compared to these two, yeah, I drink that 15 red spot.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I think there's a little bit left. Can I just suck the last little bit out
of it? Go ahead and suck the drop out of that motherfucker right there.
Suck the last drop out of this. TLD, baby. TLD.
Hashtag it.
Hashtag it. Yes. Yeah, double campies, no racies.
No, just drink it from the bottle. Okay. Just tuck it from the bottle. Yeah, go ahead. Oh, look at you right there, like a champ. Like a motherfucking champ right there.
You might want to wipe the top.
Yeah, because you Asian and you got me coronavirus. I don't want that shit. You've been all up in the Godfather now. I got to spray that seat down.
Maybe
shit,
we should just leave it out because I'm getting.
Yeah, let it air out because you know you might have given it double coronavirus now because you're Korean.
Hey, it's a double helix cohesion.
Oh, you can throw that back on the table up here so it can remind me that it's better than these two.
Yeah, you're probably right. Fuck.
So
I can't believe it.
So let's just say $200 for these bottles because they're 100 each. $200, dude. Look, you could either bought a 21, throw the extra $40 in there, throw a 21, or you could probably buy a 12, a cash strength, and throw in a little extra, get a loose style too at that.
You're probably right. Or you could be just as diabolic as myself and go get. Maybe
you get two lap dances at my place.
30-minute lap dance.
You get you get 30-minute lap dance.
You got 30-minute lap dance
at the one I go to,
right? Or shoot, if you go to another place, that shit could be upstairs type money. That's upstairs money. That's VIP.
Where I went to, it was upstairs money for $100. Yes. Oh, but you got to add tip though, and you got to buy her some cranberry juice, which is like $7. So
right, but then if that's only $100, that means you got $7 tip. That's like $120, $130.
I tipped
her. You still got $70. You can go to In-N-Out or Fatburger or Wingstop, and you got good night out.
I mean, I tipped her $50. she was fantastic.
Ladies and gentlemen, if your tip number go up, that means she did a little something extra.
Yes, she did.
A little something extra.
And on that note, people, I am your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB.
Hey, I'm just that guy. I'm you.
And like I always say, livers will never be the same. Glasses will never be dry. And you?
The space between your legs will be so damn wet.
You almost fucked that up to me.
Cheers. I almost did.
Yeah.
But I got that right. It's been a minute.
One more time. Cheers.
Yeah. Go get it.